Good morning. Welcome to Library Talk. I'm Rebecca Heaton. I have Holly Davis here with something to say. So what's your exciting news, Holly?
Today at the library, we're having the summer reading program finale. So that means it's the celebration of the end of the summer reading program and all that the kids have read, all those prizes that they've won. It's a beautiful day, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at Clinkett Playground at 11 o'clock. That's when the show will begin. And at the end of the show, everyone will get a certificate for their accomplishment for reading this summer, and they'll also receive some prizes and some books. And if they'd like, they can stay for lunch, hot dogs and chips and cookies and lemonade, and it'll just be a party. So I'm looking forward to seeing lots of families coming out to the playground today at 11 o'clock.
Thank you, Holly. I'm certainly hoping to get a chance to go there myself.
Good.
Okay. And you did say even kids who have not been participating in the summer reading program should come. I heard you say that, so that they can enjoy it, get a little taste of it for me next year. All right, well, now it's time for the August edition of Ellen's Book Bites. So tell us, Ellen, what have you been reading?
One of the books that I really enjoyed is called Hearst San Simeon, The Gardens and the Land by Victoria Kastner. This is the story of William Randolph Hearst and his dream of building Hearst Castle. He hired a woman architect. Her name was Julia Morgan. She graduated from architecture school in Paris. She was the first woman architect to graduate from that school. And she had lots of ideas, not only for the building, but for the gardens and for the pools. One of the things that I really admired about Mr. Hearst is he wanted to preserve the land. He had to remove live oaks when the castle was being built. And so he carefully dug those trees up and moved them. And this was quite a feat in the early 1900s because it didn't have the heavy equipment that we have today. And it shows pictures of men digging up these trees, getting them ready to move. And those trees are still alive today. The gardens that were planned were absolutely beautiful. Hearst chose plants that were hardy for the area. A lot of bougainvillea, which prospers in that climate. He had put in fruit trees. He loved citrus. One of the things that I liked that he did, he built these huge pools. They were beautiful, designed by Julia Morgan. These pools were not for show. They were used. He did a lot of entertaining of high society people and movie stars. They would use these beautiful pools. One of the things that he did was he wanted the land preserved. After his death, the family turned the land over to the state of California, and it became a state park. And so miles and miles of beautiful California coastline were preserved. The beauty is incredible. Again, the name of this is Hearst San Simeon, The Gardens and the Land by Victoria Kastner. One of the books that I liked was a children's book, and it's called Damon, Pythias, and the Test of Friendship. And this is the story of two young men who became friends. They were very close. And at the time, their king's name was Dionysius. And Dionysius was a very mean king. He did not believe in friendship. He didn't believe that you could trust another person. In his meeting these two young men who are friends, he learns a lesson himself about friendship. And again, the name of this is Damon, Pythias, and the Test of Friendship. A book that I really loved is called A Vintage Affair, and it's by Isabel Wolfe. This is a story of a woman in London. She works for an auction house, one of the big auction houses there, and what she does is she works with vintage clothing. She loves vintage clothing so much that she decides to start her own business, and so she opens a shop called The Vintage Affair. And this story tells about the different customers that she has and people that she meets. For example, she meets an old woman who is dying and she wants to sell her vintage clothing. I learned a lot about vintage clothing from this book. It is a delightful story, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's called A Vintage Affair by Isabel Wolf. One book that you might enjoy is called Figure Skating's Greatest Stars by Steve Milton. And this is really a history of skating, as well as beautiful photographs of different skaters. You'll see pictures of Peggy Fleming and Dorothy Hamill, times when there were turning points in figure skating, when people tried new things that had never been done before. One thing that's very interesting is to see how figure skating costumes changed through the years. So if you really like to watch figure skating, you might enjoy this and get a little bit of the background of the different skaters. Again, the name of it is Figure Skating's Greatest Stars by Steve Milton. We have a new series of books called Now Read This, and these are guides to mainstream fiction. The first one is from 1978 to 1998. The second is from 1990 to 2001. And the third one is what's more current right now. And these are all by a retired librarian, Nancy Pearl. Nancy Pearl worked for the Seattle Public Library in Reader's Advisory. She's a very knowledgeable person. You can look up an author that you like, and you can see what that author's written. You can also see what books are like that author. This author has been able to pick other authors that are similar in their writing and their plotting. Again, these are called Now Read This, and they're all by Nancy Pearl. There are three volumes. One book that I have to confess I did not finish reading is called Medium Raw, A Bloody Valentine to the World of Food and the People Who Cook. This is by Anthony Bourdain. I enjoyed his first book, although I found his language abominable. He is a chef, and his first book was Kitchen Confidential, and it kind of blew open the world of restaurants and what goes on behind the scenes in these fancy restaurants with famous chefs. His second book, I found him very mean-spirited, and I did not like his language. He does have some interesting things to say, but I did not like his presentation. But if you read Kitchen Confidential and you're interested in the next one, it's called Medium Raw, A Bloody Valentine to the World of Food and the People Who Cook by Anthony Bourdain. One addition to the library is Vital Records Handbook. This is Births, Marriages, and Deaths. It's full of application forms and ordering information for vital records. It's in the reference section, and again, the title is Vital Records Handbook, Births, Marriages, and Deaths. Philip Roth has written a new book called The Humbling. This is the story of a man who is an actor. He's in his 60s, and all of a sudden, he just can't act. He gets terrible reviews, so he's kind of having a midlife crisis. This is his story. I have to admit, it is a dark book. If you like Philip Roth, this is his newest, and it's called The Humbling.
Well, thank you, Ellen. That sounds like a lot of reading that I'm going to want to do. I know that William Randolph Hearst has gone up several notches in my esteem for doing that. And to have the foresight way back then to preserve trees when there was, of course, an abundance of trees then, and to actually preserve some, that was pretty impressive. And then for his family to honor his wishes, instead of looking at that property and saying, you know, this is pretty beautiful, let's keep it, they actually honored his wishes to keep it preserved and give it to the state of California also. So they, yeah, that's, I'm impressed. Well, that's it for Library Talk with Ellen's Book Bites with Ellen Borders. I'm Rebecca Heaton. We'll see you at the library.